World Refugee Day was a big party for people who left everything behind to find a new home here in Houston. Sania Lakpati, who works with the Catholic Charities Refugee Program, organized this year's event held at the University of St. Thomas.
They left behind a lot, and now they're here resettling into a new home. And Houston has more refugees than any other city or state. Many Houstonians actually don't know that. And this is an opportunity for us to come together once a year and celebrate them.
But most refugees avoid talking about what compelled them to leave their country, like this woman who escaped genocide in the Darfur region of Sudan.
It's very bad.
Refugees don't want to tell their story. They don't want to relive it. And it's already difficult for them to resettle because a lot of them don't speak English. So you have engineers and doctors working labor jobs just to get started and, you know, to make life for their family.
One thing that helps is the increasing diversity of Houston's population. Zain Alatar, who works with the YMCA's refugee program, speaks Arabic and several other languages.
I was kind of raised in a pretty strictly multicultural, multilingual environment. And so now I help out with the refugees, and I enjoy supporting the cause.
Refugees from various countries find common ground playing football, called soccer here in the United States. So World Refugee Day planners also brought teams from various nationalities together in a park for a set of games. This team, called Texas Lions, is made up of East African refugees.
Two, three. Texas Lions!
This team, made up of players from Cuba, Algeria, and Iraq, also includes women like Romy from Honduras, who works with interfaith ministries.
I just want to have fun and see people from other agencies, because we don't talk that much with them, and I would like to meet them.
At the celebration, too, refugees came together to support each other and embrace their new beginning in a new homeland. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.